Healing is so hard. And I've always heard my whole life that it just takes time. Just wait. It'll get better. Things will get better. They always do. I've never been much of a patient person. But I wait. I wait for the healing. I wait for the hurting to stop. And I feel that I've come a long way. I look back at what a broken mess I was not so long ago. And I have a lot more happy days than sad days now, but the sad days are as bad as they ever were. And I'll be good for just weeks at a time, just blocks of time. And I'll be happy. And I forget that I had ever even heard it all, but something happens. Someone says something, a comment is made, a word that just drags you right back beneath the surface. It just pulls you right back down. And the bad days are even worse than they were before because you have so few now. It's almost like you forget the bad days and then you have one. And it's like the whole thing's been reopened. And you're raw and you're bloody again. People say that you don't lie to the ones you love. But you do lie, don't you? You lie about all kinds of things. When they cook something and they apologize to you because it got burnt or it wasn't good because they forgot to add an ingredient and you tell them it's great. And in a way it is because they made it for you. But whether it's good or not, you tell them it is because it's time that they spent on you. You lie to them when you're upset with them because they've forgotten something that was important, an anniversary, a birthday, to pick you up something special at the store, and they feel bad, and you're angry and you're dying inside, but you tell them it's fine, and it's not fine, but you tell them that it is. You lie to them and say it's okay because they feel badly about it enough. You don't want to add to that. And when they ask if they look okay, when they're tired, and they just look ravaged by the day, and they're sick, and they ask if they look all right, and you say yes, because it's about the courtesies, and the embellishments, and being polite, because you love them, you lie. And it's a natural thing, and it's a beautiful thing. But we do lie to the ones we love. That means we lie about the ones we love, or the ones that we have loved. And for any of us that actually have respect and integrity in ourselves, the secrets that were in that relationship, the secrets between lovers, and the things that you know as a couple about one another, you keep those secrets after it's gone. You keep lying for that person. Just because it ended badly doesn't mean it wasn't good the whole time. Doesn't mean that that person didn't save you and protect you and adore you for however long you were together. The bad never cancels out that good. So people ask questions and you talk about the end. You talk about what happened, where it went bad, but you don't go into the sanctuary that was your relationship. That's something that you keep for yourself. That's something that you keep for your bad days. Things to remember then. The things that you wait for time to heal. All the hurt that they saved you from and their little lies. maybe the hurt that they brought on you with their big lies, but it's all still there. And maybe you hear something that reminds you of all the good times that you had relationships, and you find it safe, and you find sadness there because of the person that you were. And the person that you didn't realize that you have changed so much away from being. And now you're at a point that you find sadness in the happiest memories you have because you miss that person. Not that person you were with, but that person that you were in those happy times. And you're just moving along, and life is happening. And you're stronger than you were, but you're still raw at times. And then you're cleaning out a closet, and you find a box, and it looks familiar, and you think you know what's in it, but you open it. And you find the letters, and the ashtray, and a t-shirt, and a pair of socks that none of it has been touched in years. And you don't know why you kept them, and you don't know why you keep them still, but you do. And you don't read the letters. And you don't wear the socks. And you don't wash the t-shirt. But you know exactly every word on every page and every envelope. And you remember where you lived and how old you were when you got those socks. And the t-shirt from the vacation that you had taken where you were so happy. Maybe it's not even your shirt. Maybe it's theirs. Maybe it was a feeling that you had when you saw them in that shirt. Or something of theirs that you never even saw them in because you were always wearing it. And you cry for the person that you used to be. In that shirt. Reading those letters, however long ago you read them. And so you just kind of close the box and put it back in the back of the shelf, and you're different for the day. And you're hurting. And it's okay to hurt, right? Because it'll get better with time. Time will make it stop. And maybe it's a movie that you see recommended for you in Netflix, or it's a song that comes on the radio during the throwback lunch, or it's something hidden in your YouTube playlist that you haven't listened to it for long enough to remember that it was there. And it just pulls the air from your lungs. And it closes its hand over your mouth, and it doesn't let you breathe in, and you can't breathe out. And you're just frozen. And you don't know if you're any further away from those memories than you were when you first made them. And you feel bad for hurting, because it's maybe just as much fault as it was theirs. And maybe you feel childish. Because of how it all happened, or for not moving on more quickly, or feeling guilty because you have not stopped harboring the hope that it's just a bad dream and things are going to be right when you wake up. But somewhere inside you know that you're awake. And you know it's just a bad day. And you know that all the lies and all the love and all the trust, and all the betrayal, and all the happiness that you had in you, it was all real. It's just a bad day. But it hits you like a sickness. And you're nauseous, and you're hot, and you're tired, and you don't want to talk to anyone. You don't have it in you, you can't explain. because it doesn't make sense. You can't explain what you don't understand, why it's still here and why it still hurts. Why you're still mourning something that you know wasn't good for you. It was in the beginning, it was so good, in the middle, even near the end, but when it went bad, it went so bad. Even if it were possible to go back the way that it was, you know it's not safe. You know that you can't. Because just the possibility that it could end nearly what it did before, it's just the acknowledgement of that is enough to destroy you. It's amazing to think that it still has the power to be destructive after so long. And it's like having chills and a fever, and you don't know how you can be so cold and still feel like you're going to burst into flame at any time. It doesn't make sense, the feeling, the sensation, the emotion, none of it makes any sense. But it's not supposed to, I guess. Today I am lost. Today I'm hurting. And I just keep waiting. The bad days are fewer and far between, but when they're here, they're so fucking bad. And I keep waiting for time to stop it. Not just slow it, but stop it completely. And I hope that time stops it. I hope I stop hurting. I hope I stop missing the person that I was in those happy times, because that person became this person. I don't want to be either of them anymore. I don't want to be her, and I don't want to be me. I don't want to miss that relationship or that person. I don't even want to remember that it happened. I just want quiet for a while. Quiet from trying to plan out what I'm going to do tomorrow and where I'm at today and where I'm coming from and where I was. I don't want any of it. I don't want this anymore. I just want to wake up tomorrow and have forgotten all of it.